olive tactical pants.
Thank you.
Olive green tactical pants.
Fashion police over here. I'm a real police. You're fashion police.
I'll take it.
That's good.
But we over the years, Sheriff Tolson and a lot of folks were getting complaints about, you know, that tan uniform top. Because one, and when you put our vest over the top, it looks, with lack of better terms, looks like our guts are hanging out. And so a lot of people didn't look like it. Some of the deputies didn't like it. And so Sheriff Tolson came to us a couple months ago and said, hey, what do you guys think about changing to something, you know, like a black top or something like that? Still comfortable for everyday use. And that's that. And also, we're working towards introducing a new patch. For years, we got our patch that our old gray uniforms just went away with those new tan uniforms. And so a lot of people said, we need a patch. Everybody else has got a patch. Why don't we have a patch? So one of our deputies' wives designed our new patch. And
it's,
if
really
you
cold.
Look at it, it's got the badge and the shape of York County on it, and it says Uniform Patrol Division on it right now because Uniform Patrol guys wear this more often than everybody. But this will be a sample of the new patch coming out.
And it has a year established when?
Yep, 1786.
Wow.
1786.
Well, and I do like it too. I think I said this earlier. This is my fashion police, but I do feel like it does make you stand out more. So if someone needed you in a crowd of people or needed help, it's easier to find you in the black and the olive than
the black
the tan.
Is slimming for us who have not the same kind of physique as Lucas McFadden.
Oh, please. Listen, but flattery will get you everywhere, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Well,
anyway,
on to Wanted Wednesday.
Alrighty.
So, we've had a development since you sent us the details. You said, no, we're not looking for Spider-Man because you found Spider-Man.
We found Spider-Man. Last week, we put out a guy named Peter Parker. Peter Shane Parker. And if you know,
Peter Parker. Pick gold peppers,
Peter Parker. We were looking for...
She doesn't live in the Marvel universe.
I don't.
Peter Parker is the name of Spider-Man.
I do know that. Okay. I have seen Spider-Man, remember? But that just made me think of the rhyme time, too.
Oh, I didn't even think about it when I put this guy on our Facebook page. Like, Peter Parker, Peter Shane Parker. We're looking for a guy who's wanted for disseminating obscene material to a person under 18 years old. And that's what I was thinking. And then as soon as I clicked send, I was like, Peter Parker. Oh. Spider-Man. And I told Alex Clark, a lieutenant over who put these warrants out, I said, here come the Spider-Man jokes. And that's what, you know, whatever. It got the word out. And guess what? He was picked up last night in North Carolina. I want to say Burlington, North Carolina, last night. So he is now in custody, but he was wanted for giving 18-year-old and younger. Three counts of disseminating obscene material to a person under 18 year old.
Okay.
All right. Next up, I like it when I get ID'd.
Yeah, don't you?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. So, like, when I go to an establishment and they say, hey, can I see your ID? I'm like, oh.
Of course you can.
Yes. I'm 47 years old. You make me feel young. All this gray hair. I must look like I'm 21. Younger than 21. But anyway, this guy in this next case did not. Because apparently on August 29th, 2023, at 4:45 a.m., an employee at the Quick Trip on Carowinds Boulevard argued with the person and another woman over IDs and payment of beer. The couple exited the store, and the employee followed them outside, taking pictures of them. And then the male suspect hit the employee in the eye with a beer can. And he told the woman, the suspect told the woman that he was with to retrieve a firearm from the trunk of the car. And the man held the gun at his side while threatening to shoot the employee. The couple drove away in the QT, leaving the trunk of their vehicle open after she went to go get the gun from the car. But we have a pretty good picture of that gentleman on our Facebook page if you want to go check it out.
All over an ID.
ID. ID and payment of beer. So,
yeah, I like when I get ID'd.
I do like when I get ID'd.
20-minute story of how I'm legal, but I appreciate that they want to ID me. And how old do you think I am before I show my ID? I mean,
Ashley Watts over the All On Board Coalition, they love it when stores ID everybody,
right.
Whether you're 18 or 99. They love it when you ID folks.
They do their investigation, and I like getting the report of that investigation when it comes out. Mm-hmm. So every crime is important to us, of course, right?
Of course, yes. Yeah. So, you know, I got an email from a person after we posted this post about a stolen car on our social media pages asking, what makes this one car special compared to other cars that are stolen, have been stolen? Well, my answer was to them, every stolen item, whether it's a car, utility trailer, lawnmower, whatever in York County, is important to us and Sheriff Kevin Tolson because it was stolen from our citizens. And this is always an ongoing commitment from the Sheriff's Office, and Kevin Tolson and our Criminal Investigations Division. We've been doing it all summer long, Operation Diamondback, where we're trying to curb the crimes, property thefts here in York County, especially breaking in cars and stealing cars. This one guy was just like, well, what makes this one different? And the first one was a blue 2023 Dodge Charger Scat Pack a model, and it was stolen overnight sometime on September 2nd between 4:30 a.m. and 6 o'clock a.m. From Patterson's Wrecker on Joy Drive in Fort Mill, and the Charger had a temporary tag with no Scat Pack marking. Sorry, tongue twister. And so within, just like we've told you all through the summer during Operation Diamondback, Dodge Chargers are a hot commodity amongst thieves. If you have one, keep an eye on it because they're being stolen because another Dodge Charger was stolen, a gray colored Charger this time with racing stripes down the top. You know those two, the stripes that go down the top. 2018 Dodge Charger Scat Pack model was stolen overnight between September 1st and 2nd. During the daytime, late at night, 11:30 p.m. and 8 o'clock a.m. from Beckett Farms apartment in Fort Mill.
And then a boat?
I know. Someone's... I had to put this one on here because I've never, I don't believe in my 11 years at the sheriff's office if I put out a stolen boat on our Facebook page or had it here on Wanted Wednesday. Yeah, but it's not very often we have a theft like this, but a 24-foot 2014, I got it out. Ooh. 24-foot 2014 Yamaha Limited boat, which was on a trailer, not out of the water, was stolen between August 11th, about midnight, and August 20th from Jocelyn Drive in Fort Mill. So, and it was on the trailer, so somebody just backed up to the boat, hooked it up, and drove off with it. So it wasn't like they pulled it out of the water or anything. So we are, like I said, every crime is important to us, and whether it's a stolen car or a stolen lawnmower sometimes.
What, someone's property that they bought.
Yeah.
It belonged to them.
It's not
and we're
going
to work to get it back. And through Operation Diamondback all through the summer, we have worked really hard. I mean, we had, I think the last count that Sergeant Kevin Casey told me, we were getting close to 90-something recovered stolen vehicles this year so far. That had been stolen, we recovered them. We're going to have all those numbers for you next time, probably.
Since this operation's been underway? Since
since January 1.
Oh, since January. Okay. All right. Wow. And want to make a quick note about the Sheriff's Foundation of York County's 16th annual golf tournament. It's going to take place on October the 23rd at Springfield Golf Course in Fort Mill. What do folks need to do, Trent?
You can go to our website, look under Services tab. You can see the Sheriff's Foundation of York County, a little link at the bottom right there. And you can go on there and find your – you could PayPal right there, pay for your entry fee. You could sponsor. We need sponsors mostly, more than players. And all the information you need about the golf tournament is right there. And I thank you for letting me do that this week.
Absolutely. Dude, you're great. Thanks so much for the update. Trent Ferris, again, is the Public Information Officer with the York County Sheriff's Office.